David, you've just done your training session, match day minus one. We're here in the Tofik Baramov Republican Stadium in Baku. What a setting, what an occasion tomorrow night promises to be.
Yeah, beautiful setting. Baku's a fantastic city. We got to experience it sort of today. We had a little jaunt down by the sea today, so the players in good form, more importantly. They train well. We all trained tonight. There was two or three maybe carrying little niggles coming into sort of training tonight, but thankfully we all got through, and then it gives us an opportunity hopefully tomorrow night to go and pick our strongest 18 squad wise, and hopefully tomorrow night pick our strongest 11 to go and win the game tomorrow night.
It's a great amphitheatre of world football here, isn't it? I mean I think they say 15,000-20,000 people could be here making a lot of noise, getting behind a team that's 3-2 down. This is the sort of stadium you want to be playing in, isn't it?
I prefer Windsor, Andy, to be honest. But, you know, you're right about the setting. I would imagine tomorrow night they will be an excitable crowd that might be slightly hostile. They will be certainly looking for the home side to reverse the scoreline. So we're under no illusion how difficult the task is ahead. That's for sure. But speaking of players there, we believe, we have to believe. There's no point to us coming here just to sort of try and make the numbers up. That's certainly not what we're doing, but we haven't done that in the games that we've played as of late, so it's a challenge. But speaking to the players, I'm trying to send them away tonight with the experience and the understanding, having trained here now 24 hours later, that this time, basically tomorrow night, we could be on the end of a huge result for the football club. Individually, I've said to them to dream and dream big, because football can all of a sudden throw instant heroes in the space of 90 minutes tomorrow night. We're all going to need to be heroes tomorrow night, but there's going to be one, there's maybe going to be two really hopefully big heroes tomorrow night, and they'll write their name in Linfield Football Club's history.
And those are the two key words there, you know, heroes. We need at least one or two of them tomorrow, and history. I mean, it's all been written. You know, this is the furthest we've ever gone geographically. It's the furthest we've ever gone in the competition. But, you know, we could get into the group stages. It's beyond your wildest dreams. But this close, it would be great to finish this off, wouldn't it?
It would. And again, the players believe that anything's possible. They've proved that anything's possible over the last number of weeks. But it's all right believing sort of 24 hours before the game. We need to take the belief into the game. And I say we will try and be as positive as we can tomorrow night. In an attacking sense, defensively we'll need to be at our best. We'll need our goalkeeper to stand up big and strong and make sure he has a really solid game. So the scene is set. It's a huge ask. Carabag are a fantastic team. They have proven history in their European pedigree over the last number of years. So again, you know, without being too concerned, I believe that we have the players to go and deliver a positive performance tomorrow night.
And again, that word positive, I mean, this has been a really positive few days. I mean, the flight was so smooth, the hotel is fantastic, you know, the weather today was amazing. You know, this is a real thriving, bustling city. But more importantly, the morale in the team is fantastic, and the togetherness, the bonding. You know, I mean, we've come from Spain to Rosenberg to the Faroes to Montenegro to now Baku. I mean, this has been an incredible adventure, and it's one we don't want to end.
It's been an incredible journey, and as you say, it's one that certainly I don't want to end. I don't want it to end. I want the players to go and believe. I want them to be given more opportunities of playing in venues like this and experience games like this, because you know, it might be a once in a lifetime opportunity for myself as the manager and the rest of the staff to come to places like this and to be 90 minutes away. Coming in last week, if you had told me we would have took a 1-0 lead, never mind the 3-2, if you had said we would have took a 1-0 lead last week, I'd have snapped your hand off. So we've given ourselves an opportunity. One thing we didn't want to be doing going into the game last week was coming here with basically sort of playing out 90 minutes and nothing really to play for. There's a huge carrot at the end of it here tomorrow night, and as I said, I firmly believe in the group of players that we have, that they're ready, mentally ready, physically ready to go and put on a big performance for the football club tomorrow night.
And we've just heard down the middle of that three Linfield supporters in the back of the faraway stand shouting the Linfield.
Yeah.
It's an incredible journey to go from either England or Dublin Airport through Frankfurt to Azerbaijan. What loyalty, what money, what dedication.
It certainly is. And again, you know, I know that, you know, the players more than appreciate that, and I know the supporters were more than appreciate it, that the players recognised them at the end and got the pictures and everything else sort of taken with the supporters. So they better just be careful up there singing and don't get arrested 24 hours before the game as they're being escorted out of the stadium. So, you know, fantastic. And I say we will certainly be doing our bit. I know there'll be hopefully thousands watching the game back home, streaming the game, and as I say, from looking at the game now, looking at it, I'll be certainly asking the players to go out and deliver a big performance tomorrow night. They've come so far, this group of players. I'm asking them now, can they just go to the well one more time and dig out a fantastic result tomorrow night?
And I know you'll keep your team selection close to your chest until close to kickoff, but there's a chance that the captain might just get into the team and might just therefore make his 36th and record equal in European game for Linfield tomorrow night in this fabulous setting here.
I'll be honest now and tell you, Andy, Jamie will play tomorrow night. Jamie's come through training, Jamie's fit, Jamie's our captain, Jamie's our leader. And again, speaking to players at the end there, Jamie's been at the football club nearly 14 years, which is an incredible achievement. Some have been here 3 months, some have been here 14 months, some have been here, the likes of Niall Quinn coming through the ranks, Matty Clark, 7-8 years at the football club. So there's different varying sort of experiences of the players in there, but you know, tomorrow night there's an opportunity for one of these players, or two or three of them, to go and put themselves in Linfield's prestigious history. Linfield have a, you know, prestigious history of great teams, clean sweep teams, absolute legends at the football club, and rightly so for their achievements. People like Noel Bailey playing over 1,000 games, but Jamie to equal him tomorrow night is a special achievement for Jamie on a personal level. But I know Jamie tomorrow night, if we lose tomorrow night and we go out of competition tomorrow night, Jamie will be, you know, never mind equal on a record. He'll be hugely disappointed, like I will, like the rest of the backroom staff, and more importantly the rest of the players. So it's a challenge, and it's and one that Jamie will lead. I know Jamie will lead by example tomorrow night, followed by the other 10, and hopefully the subs who will be used tomorrow night to come on and make a huge impression in the game tomorrow night.
On behalf of the people who've been here witnessing, you know, the tremendous, you know, togetherness within the camp, on behalf of everyone back at home, and even on behalf of all those people from outside the Linfield family wishing as well, we wish you and the players and the staff every success in what is a historic game for Linfield Football Club here tomorrow night, David.
Thank you, Andy, and on behalf of, and I know, the backroom staff and the players, we'd like to thank obviously all our well wishers, and obviously we will be doing our best tomorrow night to go and see how far we can go.
All the best, David.
Cheers, Andy.
Fortune favours the brave.
It certainly does, Andy, and the players will be listening.